How is Portis doing?
Clinton Portis has a concussion, and he is he's doing fine. Yet it's doubtful he's going to have an opportunity to play against the Broncos this week. And I say doubtful. I don't want to rule him out, but I'm going to definitely list him as doubtful today.
How has he been? How has he been this season? Everything going good with him?
Yeah, I mean, he's been running the ball. He's had a hard time practicing because of little nagging things. He's had some calf problems. He's had ankle problems. You know, he's got some bone spurs on his ankles, so he's been battling those things. But when he shows up on Sunday, he's been giving great effort.
Your quarterback has a pretty low interception percentage, and Kyle Orton does here too, notwithstanding his three picks on Monday night. What is it about your quarterback in particular, but in general, guys that have those low percentages?
Well, possibly. I don't know Kyle and where his discipline is, but it takes discipline to do that. It takes, it takes realizing when you have the football, there's a fine line between, risking too much and yet having to let it go, and that's what we're trying to teach. And then we talk about our ball security, and I always put it on the QBs any kind of pick, because they have to make the decision. When the ball leaves their hand, they decide it, and it's a hard deal, I want my quarterback to be aggressive and to kind of have confidence in his arm and his decision making. I don't know if it's an art, but it's definitely one of the keys to a successful QB. It's just that point of decision. Sounds to me like Kyle Orton's been very stingy with the football and very good with his decision making.
Jim, a lot of sort of soap opera seems like from out here surrounding your team lately. The John Riggins comments this week, the play calling issues and all of that. Can you just talk a little bit about what it's been like for you to be in the middle of that and how you deal with it?
Yeah, well, it's been difficult. I think it can be very distracting. It can be very divisive. I think some of the comments that, I wasn't privy to all the comments that John Riggins made, but it seemed like he was attacking the person. And that part's hard, because I'm around Dan. I see the personally the things that Dan does for other people and things like that. He really reaches out to a lot of different people. It's an amazing thing to watch, really. But then the football part of it, that's where I could get distracted with all the things that are going on, and I've just chosen not to. I've chosen to try to live out what I'm trying to preach. If I'm not really a preacher, but you know what I mean. If I'm trying to talk to our players about all the things that can be distracting and disruptive and divisive, I want our guys to push through that. Well, if it's good enough for them, it should be good enough for me. And I want our team to stay together. I don't want our team to splinter. We've had a really tough first eight games, only winning two of them, and our offense has been not to the excellence that we're demanding, and not to the excellence that we need to have us come out as winners. We've been in each game, but it's been very difficult. So those are the things that I try to, that I'm trying to live out, really. And is it hard? Yeah, it's hard, but it's also doable, and I'm working at it.
Have you seen things in the film that you've watched of the Broncos' last two games that you think you can employ from a defensive perspective this week?
I wouldn't want to answer that question in great detail. I hope we can.
I mean, have they sort of exposed would be too strong a word, but have there been some things revealed in the last couple of weeks that weren't revealed in their 6-0 start?
Here's what I think. We were 6-2 last year at our start, and yet it's very difficult. And I think I have the utmost respect for Mike Nolan. I mean, I think he's been incredible. We've competed against each other, when he was in San Francisco, and then also when he was in Baltimore, I mean, he's quite a I think he's quite a coach, and he gets that group ready. No, I just think it's hard to win. It's hard to win in the NFL, and I think everybody would point to the fact that you got to play every play. It seems to me like it's only come down to a few plays in any one situations, in any one of those situations that they've ended up losing. It certainly hasn't been because they haven't been ready or they haven't been spirited. You know, it looks to me like Josh has got that whole football team playing hard and playing confidently.